Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Oh My 20s Mariana. I am so happy to be broadcasting today, and I've missed you all, my listeners, so much. Like, I've missed you all so much, and thank you for those of my, you know, my fans that have been stopping by to listen to my previous content. Mwah. You guys are the real MVPs. I'm sprinkling all my love for you guys. Thank you. And if you're a new listener here, you're welcome to the Oh My 20s gang. And if you're a returning listener, I love you so much. So, without further ado, we're going to be diving right into today's content. It's a quick one, like it's more like a review, because I told you guys I've been on dating apps for like 3 weeks now. And yeah, I've been on three precisely, and I'm going to be sharing my experience and why I think dating apps are not recommended for me when it comes to dating. I don't think I would want to be in a relationship with somebody that I do not know from a dating app. My reason to be obviously said as the podcast goes on, because I have my experiences from the three dating apps I downloaded. A lot of you all might have been lucky to have found relationships and genuine people in the dating app sector of today, but with what I experienced during these 3 weeks of my dating experience online survey, I would say it is not it at all. Like, if you're going to date somebody, please, like, let's do somebody we know, like somebody we literally know, like, because dating apps now are not like dating apps of 5 to 6 years ago where you find genuine people anymore. It's more like a zone for scammers. People are catching crews, people are just catching trips and flings. Nothing is serious. When you download the dating apps, just so that you're either catching crews, you want to just have fun, you just want to make yourself laugh, or you're either a scammer. No offense, but that's what it is. So I'm going to be telling you my experience in three dating apps I downloaded before I even give you my reasons why a dating app approval of online dating sector, it is not permitted at all. We don't do that here. We won't do that here. It doesn't have to happen here. Like, before, like, I literally couldn't stop laughing. 3 weeks has been like the most funniest moment of my life, like, because I was just laughing. Like, these three apps gave me time to laugh, and I really got a time of my life while I was on these apps. So number one is the In Dating app. This app is like one of the most funniest apps that I've seen so far. Because when I downloaded the app initially, it allows me to send requests to guys around other countries where we could talk, and obviously we could talk and get into a deep conversations. More like, not like some other apps that will tell you you should only talk to people around you, around your country, and or you don't have the privilege to divert to other countries, except you're going to be using the VIP code and you're going to subscribe to the VIP itself, because every dating app has a free one and they have the VIP. So if you're using the free one, your privileges are lesser, but if you're using the VIP, you tend to get more. Oh my god, this noise. You tend to get more privileges and more rights to the app because you're a VIP member. Yeah, so let that sink in. So I was chatting with few people. I noticed people that sent me requests were old men, literally old white men, and it was not funny at all. Because I think when I got to the app, I was asked what kind of friends were I want. I didn't even bother to make that mistake of clicking on females. I just went to men straight because that was what I wanted to see. So I started getting requests from old men. Then I accepted, because obviously I want to do what I came there to do, so that I'll have something to tell you guys here. What's happening? Why is this sound too much? Oh wow, I'm sorry for that, Lagos. So where were we? Okay, so I had to like send men requests so that obviously so that I can be able to find things to say and how to tell you guys why I don't support online dating apps at all. So I know I chatted with one Mr. Indrent, yes, I think that's the pronunciation of the name. So we're talking, he was saying he loved my picture, where am I from? I told him I'm from Nigeria, and he was like, okay, cool. He said, do I do sex chat? I was like, okay, all right, I'm beginning not to understand this right now. He was rather too very funny, like he was so straightforward. Like what I noticed in this dating app is their men are very straightforward, especially in this in-dating app. They are very straightforward. They tell you straight up what they want, and if you are capable of doing that, of course you guys will vibe. And if you are not, I think they don't chat with you often anymore. So I told him that I don't do sex chat. Then he was like, do I send nudes? That can I trade my nudes for gift cards? That was when I realized that the population of people on in-dating app is quite high, probably because men exchange gift cards to women for nudes and seducing videos precisely. So I guess that's why the rate of people in this app is getting high, because this is a new dating app. It's not been like in vogue for a long time. So yeah, so I actually told him that apart from gift card, is there any offer at all? You know, I think the man said, if I have a PayPal details and I'm ready to like strike a deal with him, why not? No problem. I was like, wow, so fast. The worst part was I didn't even pay for the VIP at all. I didn't pay for the VIP at all. It was just the normal one, like the one with the lesser privileges. So I was like, okay, I'll think about it. Then a few minutes, I left the app. I came back about 2 hours. I got a call from him. It was like the legit person I was talking to on the app. I got a call from him, and then I came into the app. I saw 2 missed calls. I was like, wow, okay. Then he called again, and I had to pick the call, but I had to cover my phone camera so he didn't see my face. And it was real. It was the same old person I saw in a picture that was on the app. So I was like, wow, Madu. I just ignored the call immediately. Like I ended the call, and then he was like, he's waiting for my answer. So what are we trading my notes for? Is it a gift card or a money straight to my pay? Cash app or PayPal? I've forgotten what he said, because I deleted the app. Like I really, it was getting too frustrating. I deleted the app. So that in-dating app is basically, it's fun. Like it's really fun, but nah, it's not cool at all. Like literally, that in-dating app is a new app. So although I saw a lot of guys there. So I feel like guys in dating apps are just for fun. They don't take things seriously. They just want to catch crews and like do other stuff. So in dating app taught me that dating app is for fun, nothing serious. Then the second dating app I tried out was Top Face Dating Meeting Chats. Okay, this particular one gives it's a very nice one. Like I say it's nice because it gives you the privilege to talk to people around your country, and they will give you other options, like if you want to add Asian Americans and other country citizens to your friends. So I downloaded this app and I picked Nigerian people. Basically my country is Nigerian, obviously, so I pick Nigerian people. So how this particular app work is, when you say your country, they'll send you friends from your country. So they'll send like about 20 of them, and there's this love emoji there, and there's this like more like a times emoji. So when you like, it's either you love the person's picture, automatically the person will get a notification that somebody have loved each of our pictures, and then they would, if they like you or like your picture, they will have to love it back. But if they don't, they would press the cross sign, which means, sorry, that you're not cute enough, they don't like you and all. So when I got those friends, I had to go to my profile to see people that actually liked my pictures and liked me, so I could like them back. So I think about 30 people on the app liked my pictures. So I liked about the same 30 people, because automatically their pictures are going to be sent to me. So I think I made about 3 Nigerian friends there. Although they were cool, like really, really cool. There was nothing like forcing conversations. Then I think I met an Indian person. And then he was like, I love you. Then I looked at my phone, I'm like, love you. Like, you don't even know me and you're already loving me. Next message is, can we have sex? I opened it actually, but I ignored it. And the next thing I saw was pictures of dicks. Like, he legit snapped his stuff and started sending it to me. And I was like, wow. And funny thing about this app is, if I screenshot or share, they will get a notification or something. So that was the funny thing about this app. And no more. That experience alone was something else. But there are good people in the app. Top face dating meeting chat has good people. I think there are good people here other than the in dating app. So yeah, you could try that one for fun's sake. But I'm still not in support of online dating. So the last one I tried was the two dating app. It's spelled T-W-O-O. Yeah, two dating app. So yeah, it's very simple. Just meet new people and vibe. It's mixed. Like, you don't have to be just following guys. You have to follow the both genders and make new friends and meet new people. And yeah, you vibe. So it's kind of easy here and all. So, and there are a lot of fake guys claiming to be fine girls' pictures. Like, you guys, like, real scammers. Like, when you see them, you know that they are scammers, because like the pictures are so authentic that you actually believed that it's the person that owns the account, until you start chatting and you start seeing some kind of like, what, red flags. Nah, this is not a guy, this is not a girl, rather it has to be a guy, it has to be a guy. Yeah, so I was that smart to actually figure it out. So I knew that, yes, that was the guy, not a girl. And I was like, you're a guy. And the person just told me, why do you think I'm a guy? Don't chat like a girl. I was like, you're a guy. You're chatting like a guy because you're a guy. You can't chat like a girl because you're not a girl. You're chatting like a guy because you're a guy. And I knew you're a guy. And then he was like, now what for you? That really cracked me up, because I was like, okay. I could figure it out, because the chatting was not even like, oh my god. I think that was a Yahoo guy. We are not coming Yahoo guy. He is not a professional at all. So these are my experiences on the dating apps I told you guys I'll be doing a podcast on. And apparently I have just 5 reasons why you shouldn't do online dating. Number one, online dating apps now are just for naughty and very, very irrelevant content and stuff. So you don't find serious people there anymore. So I feel like a serious minded person who wants to be in a relationship, a real one, a committed one, and a long lasting relationship, shouldn't do online dating, to my own opinion. And secondly, there are a lot of fraudsters there. You don't want to invest your time and energy on somebody you're thinking would reciprocate to you and love you, and sometimes you see and never get to see them again, because obviously they're in who you think they are. They are somebody else claiming to be somebody else in the online dating apps. Number three is, it's not a good arena for dating. more like it's an arena where men try to catch their fun and catch their flings. Women try to come and just have fun, do anything to get PayPal, Cash App, whatever, and gift cards. So it's more like an opportunity to just use what they have to like get what they want on the app. And fourthly, it is not guaranteed you find love in the app, but some people do. I've actually heard testimonies about people who find true love from dating apps, but to my own opinion, oh god, I think that's rare. Last but not the least, it's data exhausting. Like, when you want to be in a dating app, it's data exhausting. I know how much I subscribed and how much you have to pay to go to premium, go to VIP and regular, all those kind of stuff, and it's money wasting and time draining. So apparently, no, like for a serious kind of relationship thing, no, you shouldn't try dating app. It's not advisable. Like, I don't know, but to my own opinion, it's not. So just in case you're looking for the three dating apps I tried, I'm going to repeat myself again. I said I tried the Top Face dating app. I tried two, like TWOO dating app, and I tried the In dating app. So those are the three apps I tried and experimented my, you know, investigations on. So thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I know it's so long and it might get boring, but thank you for staying this far. Yeah, if you stay this far, mwah, like I promise you free kisses. Like, mwah, you guys are the best. So don't forget, as usual, click on that hand emoji. You see that yellow hand emoji that's always waving at you when you listen to my podcast. Click on it and favorite my podcast so people can see and watch it. Thank you very much, and I love you all. See you next on my, what am I saying? See you guys next time when I have something to talk about. Love you. Mwah.